What about TKIs, erlotinib, and bevacizumab combined with radiation therapy?
Bevacizumab is being combined with radiation therapy. There is a proposal on the table to incorporate bevacizumab at various points. It's either with consolidation chemotherapy or from day one onwards with concurrent chemoradiotherapy or from day eight onwards with concurrent chemoradiotherapy.
Any particular concerns from a safety perspective?
I think that is to get safety data.
I guess the question would be, getting back to the thing that most people are concerned about is pulmonary hemorrhage. I would assume that's the biggest concern.
It is. I think that's why, whether it will be beneficial to give it during the consolidation phase to get the advantage after they have been treated with chemoradiation, or to incorporate it in the middle of the treatment when they have already had some evidence of shrinkage and fibrosis in response.
So maybe that possibly the radiation might prevent the hemorrhage?
That is known to happen, that if you give the radiation therapy up front to the centrally located lesion, you could give the bevacizumab thereafter.
There's been this debate, and just getting back to the hemorrhage thing, about whether it really is geography or histology. It sounds like you kind of believe sort of in both.
I think it is, at this point in time, based on the analysis of the data, it is the histology.
Mainly. How about the location?
The location also matters, but it has not been proven.
So you just have the gut feeling that it does, but it hasn't been proven?
Yeah, it is a gut feeling. It is not based on any substantial data.